We heard today from Psalm 62. Psalm 62. It's a psalm of great peace and trust. It begins with, "Only in God is my soul at rest. He is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold." It's picturing God as a fortress, a place of security. "I shall not be disturbed at all. Trust him at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts before him, for God is our refuge." This is simply the psalm for the day today, but it's a beautiful moment of providence because today we think of the Sacred Heart of Jesus as we celebrate the feast day of St. Margaret Mary Alacoque. She was born in 1647. She became a Visitation nun. And living in Père-le-Monial, France, she encountered Christ through mystical revelations as he revealed what his Sacred Heart is for her and for the world. And for those of you going into France with me next year, you'll see these places, Père-le-Monial and Annecy. It is truly the heart of Jesus that is our peace and our refuge. It is the heart of Christ that is our fortress. It's the very heart of our Lord, which is the place where we can enter into heart to heart, and we can find that rest and that protection. As a parish community, we have a very strongly built parish, church building. We take care of it. We make sure it's able to withstand the weather. But more important than that is when people come to this parish, whatever the structure is, we want others to find in here the beating heart of Jesus. The heart of Christ inflamed with love for all people. We want our security, our fortress, to be a communion where love is so fiery, love is so illuminated, that there's no sense of darkness or shame or fear, because the love of Christ is our one security. The love of God for us is our refuge. And only in the Sacred Heart of Christ are our souls at rest. It can be very scary sometimes to see some of the institutional church crumbling around us in modern life. The challenges of secularism, challenges of faithlessness. But most importantly, God calls us to remember that his heart will never fail us. That we can abide in that heart, we can turn to Christ in prayer, we can enter into the wounded heart of Jesus like Margaret Mary did in her prayer over and over again, and there our fears begin to evaporate. The Sacred Heart is our refuge, and we want our churches, we want our parishes to be filled most of all with the warmth and the kindness of that Sacred Heart. If we forget that, then everything we do is like the Pharisees. We might be tithing mint and rue in every garden herb and desiring honor, desiring to be the best of this, the better of that. But we'll be like unseen graves. We'll be dead unless we keep our focus on the love of Christ for us and for others. The Sacred Heart is meek and humble. It lifts up the weary. It lifts up burdens, the heart of Jesus. May we follow that example. May we have the heart of Christ within us. May we strive for that in our parishes. That the heart of Christ, the center of the Father's heart, might be the center of our churches and the center of our lives.